Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about changing tasks. So let's get into it. So the question in question was a bit of a story. Hi Frederick, I have been working for a store on a story for the last 10 days. Now that I have even simplified my story and talked to my senior about this, my senior coworker. Me and my senior both believe that if he had done the task, and he could have finished it in 3 to 4 hours. It's taking you 10 days, and it would take him 3 to 4 hours. Why the fuck didn't he help you? What? Oh, right. Oh, sorry. And because his experience in such things is much higher than mine. Should I talk to my boss about this and let him take this task off my hands and just do it in a few hours? As I have already spent way too much time on this, and my senior is confident that he can solve it in that amount of time. Well, if you, I would say there are many things that are going on here that I would be very upset with. I mean, if I was your manager, I would pull you both in. Probably, bo if I would start off by talking to the both of you at the same time, and giving you an earful. Because this is gross negligence. I mean, it might be my fault as well if I was your manager, that I created this situation, and then I would have to ask someone to yell at me. But I would definitely be upset with you over this. And then when I'm done talking to you as a group, I would isolate you, and then talk to you individually, because there are two. This is completely unacceptable. So if you have spent 10 days on a task, and you haven't been able to progress on that task, and if it really is true, because I don't actually know the details about this, that the senior claims that I could have done this in a few hours, and you have not asked for help, and no one working at that company has identified that you need help, then what the fuck is going on? I mean, it sounds like this seems to be like this. If this has happened, you have some serious problems in that company. Serious problems. And then on top of that, we put ourselves in a situation where, all right, so the senior now is informed, and his immediate, or she, her, immediate statement is, or the statement is that I could do this in 3 or 4 hours. And sure, that you could absolutely do that, but if you are a junior developer, that's not the point. I'm just assuming here that you are a junior developer, because if you're not a junior developer, then yes, we need to talk about that. Then we're gonna have to do a performance evaluation. Because if there's a difference of several days between the work you do as a mid-level or a senior developer, and another senior, then either we have some very, very, very bad legacy code going on, and that this specific senior has become way too important for our system, or you are grossly incompetent. Those are the only two options, because I mean, guys, I know that there is a popular idea that, oh, there are these super programmers who are just so much better than everybody else, and sure, they do exist. But on average, if you have two people that are roughly at the same level of experience, the difference in how long it takes them to complete a task, if they have roughly the same circumstances, is not going to be measured in this amount of time. Having a difference of several days. It's very uncommon that that happens. It's extremely uncommon. But as I said, like to me, there's like a cl this is a clusterfuck. This entire situation is a clusterfuck. So what I s because the thing is, if you are, let's just assume now that you are a junior developer, because that's the only way I could justify to myself under normal circumstances, or explain the vast difference in time that it would take you to solve this problem. Then the purpose of you working on this task should not be that you should solve it in the fastest time amount of po the fastest time possible. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to get you to a point where you can be as productive as the senior. That is the purpose. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. If you find, and this does happen with some junior developers, if you find that you give them tasks and they simply require too much. Like they are simply, like they lack the aptitude for doing this, or like they are simply too slow. Like the, because every company has a cutoff point. You, every company and every group of people have an amount of investment that they are willing to make into a program or into a person. So if they, let's say for the sake of argument, like the really naive and kind of, well, I'm not going to say this or that about it, but some companies they expect juniors to be productive like that, like day one you should be productive, and if you're not and you're delayed too much, they're going to fire you because they expect you, like they only want to hire juniors. They call them juniors, but hey, now we come back to the problem. Okay, what is a junior, what is a mid-level, and so forth. But that's what they want, that's what they expect from you. And then you have companies that are really forgiving, and like they will give you a lot of assistance and like give you a lot of time to learn and fuck up, because they understand that it takes time to learn these things. But even them will have a breaking point. Everybody has a breaking point. If, as an example, I mean, the breaking point for your company might be at 20 days or 30 days. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's no company out there, no matter how loving and forgiving and understanding they are, at some point you need to be able to ship the thing, because that's what they're paying you for. And they decide when enough is enough. So it's not like it can't be the fact that you are simply not equipped to deal with this or this place of work. But what I really am concerned about is that nowhere here do you state that the most obvious solution, and that is that you pair program with the senior. That is the whole point. That is the point. Like it should be the point. It should be what should be happening now. It doesn't matter, who the fuck cares if the senior can solve it in 3 to 4 hours. If the time, if you have been delayed for 10 days and you still haven't gotten to a point where somebody has like really talked to you and tried to figure out what's going on here, if this problem has not found a resolution in 10 days, then it was never about getting this out as quickly as possible. That was never the issue. So if the senior says that I can do this in 4 hours, that's great. Then you shadow that person and you learn from that person. But you really should do a post-mortem. You really should. Like, just as the operations people, operations do when like there's an outage or something, have a post-mortem. And to really, really figure out what has happened here. How can management not identify, or someone who is like your boss or whatever, identify that you need help with this because you've been delayed for quite some time. How can that happen? And how is it that you don't feel comfortable, or you for some reason haven't asked for help? Or if you have asked for help, why hasn't like this solution, why haven't you gotten the help that you needed? And then like the senior, why is it that is it possible that the situation that has occurred is because you have some very, very good understanding of a part of the system that nobody else knows? Like, what? There's so many factors. It's almost like a crime scene type of thing. You have to go and get the CSI team and figure out what's going on here. So what I want you to take away from this is that I think that if you have gotten now to the point where you, where like your boss has had enough or like whatever, yeah, sure, give the task to the senior, but you really need to figure out how this situation occurred. There are so many factors here that it's hard to even express all of them at the same time for me. You need to figure out why nobody has checked in on you. You need to figure out why you haven't asked for help, or why you haven't received help earlier. You need to figure out why the senior is able to do this in 3 hours and you can't do it in 10 days, and figure out what's going on there. And the thing that you should do is to pair program on this problem so that you can learn how to solve these sorts of problems. Because if you are a junior developer, the whole purpose of you working in that company is to get you to a point where you can be productive. And sometimes you need to actually help juniors, you need to invest in them, quite often you have to, in order to get them to that point. You can't just throw them in like a child who doesn't know how to swim into water and just hope that they're gonna be able to swim. You can't do that all the time. Some companies have that attitude, and trust me, a lot of people drown that way. But if you want to really solve the situation and you're willing to because clearly being delayed for 10 days didn't stop them, then you clearly have the time to train the subscriber. So train them. Have a great day.